She was young. it's a dark night. He took her to the outskirts. He pledged his love to her. They thought it was their secret, but someone knew where they were. He held her so close. He asked about her dreams. When a bullet from a passing car made the young girl scream. All these things didn't happen anymore. I thought all that blood had been shed long ago. Dark night, it's a dark night.
right, listen up. We need to open our eyes. There's over 2 million illegal immigrants bedding down in this state tonight. This state spent $3 billion last year on services for those people who had no right to be here in the first place. $3 billion. $400 million just to lock up a bunch of illegal immigrant criminals who only got into this country because the fucking INS decided it's not worth the effort to screen for convicted felons. Who gives a shit? Our government doesn't give a shit. Our border policy is a joke. So is anybody surprised that south of the border they're laughing at us? Laughing at our laws?
Yeah.
Every night, thousands of these parasites stream across the border like some fucking pinata exploded. Don't laugh! There's nothing funny going on here. This is about your life and mine. It's about decent, hardworking Americans falling through the cracks and getting the shaft because their government cares more about the constitutional rights of a bunch of people who aren't even citizens of this country. On the Statue of Liberty, it says, give me your tired, you're hungry, you're poor. Well, it's Americans who are tired and hungry and poor. And I say until you take care of that, close the fucking book. Because we're losing. We're losing our right to pursue our destiny. We're losing our freedom. So that a bunch of fucking foreigners can come in here and exploit our country. And this isn't something that's going on far away. This isn't something that's happening places we can't do anything about it. It's happening right here. Right in our neighborhood, right in that building behind you. Archie Miller ran that grocery store since we were kids here. Dave worked there, Mike worked there. He went under, and now some fucking Korean owns it who fired these guys and is making a killing because he hired 40 fucking border jumpers. I see this shit going on, and I don't see anybody doing anything about it, and it fucking pisses me off. So look around you. This isn't our fucking neighborhood. It's a battlefield. We're on a battlefield tonight. Make a decision. Are we gonna stand on the sidelines, quietly standing there while our country gets raped?
Fuck no.
Are we gonna ante up and do something about it?
Fuck yeah. Fuck
yeah.
You're goddamn right we are.
Time keeps dragging on.
but that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. That railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Responds by singing, "Caw, caw, caw, come with me, lesbian seeker, settle down and rest with me, fly with me, lesbian seeker, to my little nest by the sea." Among the waves and hides between the swells. She walks the beach at twilight, searching for some shell. Come with me, lesbian seeker, settle down and rest with me. Oh, fly with me, lesbian seeker, the sea. And
as if to say, the day is done. It's time to find the shelter hidden in the dunes and fall asleep amidst the music of the loons. You and me, lesbian singers, we'll just watch the world go by. Just you and me, lesbian singers, side by side we'll be till we die.
Bye. Santa will be here real soon, kid. Real soon. Oh, no.
Jews for Jesus.
I'm pissing myself.
What the fuck you think you doing? You son of a bitch!
Hey, come on. Look, come on.
Look here, get him out of here. I'll go smooth things over with Chepeska. Tell him food poison or something.
What do you mean, get him out of here?
Take him to the car.
In case you hadn't noticed, I'm a motherfucking dwarf. So unless you got a forklift handy, maybe you should lend a hand, hmm?
That figures. You want all kind of set aside special treatment because you're handicapped. You all the same.
Special treatment? I'm 3 foot fucking tall, you asshole. It's a matter of physics. Draw me a sketch of how I get him to the car, huh?
Bitch.
Sketch it up, you fucking moron. Fucking Leonardo da Vinci.
What you calling me, Zaha?
I called you a fucking guinea homo from the 15th fucking century, you dickhead.
I can stick you in my ass, small fry.
Yeah? You sure it ain't too sore from last night?
You got some lip on you, midget.
Well, these lips were on your wife's pussy last night. Why don't you dust that thing off once in a while, asshole?
I pissed my pants.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. I've been asked to say a few words to Earth people about the stars. You see, I've been there. I came from the planet Vulcan. For centuries, you Earthlings have been starstruck. You've had your lucky star. You kiss when you see the first star at night. You have movie stars. And you wish upon a star. Have you considered the possibility that on a star, the star people wish upon an Earth? For example, Earthlight, Earthbright, First Earth I see tonight. Or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Earth, how I wonder what you're worth. Sound strange? Well, on Cestus Omicron 3, the all-time hit song is Earth Dust. Also, people will sing Catch a Falling Earth and put it in your pocket. And might you not have difficulty accepting the idea of a national anthem called the Earth Spangled Banner? You see, it is, after all, a question of point of view. If I were an emotional creature, I would be shocked by your Earth concept of stars falling on Alabama. Really, I find that most illogical. Now, as to the matter of space sanitation, will you take a moment to consider all the littering and debris my planet has to contend with? Old nose cones, cameras, and even a corned beef sandwich? And those rocket fumes. On Vulcan, our leader's wife has started a Let's Keep Space Beautiful campaign. And now, I must hurry off to a galactic convention of what you Earth people might call those little green people. I leave you with the good advice my father gave me when I left my home planet, Vulcan. Don't let the Earth get in your eyes.
You're nothing but a common thief.
I am an exceptional thief, Mrs. McLean. And since I'm moving up to kidnapping, you should be more polite.
Unbelievable.
Let's go!
Unfucking believable.
Let's go!
Unbelievable.
Let's go!
Unfucking believable.
Let's go!
Might tell me what the fuck is going on, like, slowly?
Let's go!
Unfucking believable.
Let's go!
Unbelievable.
Let's go!
Unfucking believable.
Let's go!
Might tell me what the fuck is going on, like, slowly?
Oh!
Oh!
let your soul dance, baby. Time to free yourself at last. Unshackle your life spirit. Fly away far from the past.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long, tall, Sally, she's a bit of a species guy. Everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, I saw Uncle John with bald head Sally. He saw Aunt Mary coming and he ducked back in the alley. Oh, baby.
run, run, run.